today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a Major Doug Rocky, and he's retired from the military, but he was in the military for many, many years. He has his PhD. He was actually involved with the decontamination of the tanks and armored personnel carriers, American tanks and armored personnel carriers, after the first Gulf War. His job always to see what we could do to make the depleted uranium safe, the areas that had been contaminated during the first Gulf War, what we could do to make those safe, and the various the ordnance that we had that had been contaminated, and what we could do to protect people, protect our own soldiers from the hazards, from the danger of depleted uranium. And what he found was there really wasn't any way we could do it effectively. There were things that were supposed to be done, but none of them have been done, even though they've been ordered, because depleted uranium is a very, very effective weapon. And despite the fact that it contaminates areas and damages civilians, not only one generation, but generations yet unborn, the military has done everything they could to suppress the information, because this is such an excellent killing tool. And it really is. Well, I'm going to let Major Rocky explained to you why the military insists on using depleted uranium. I certainly used it in Somalia. They used it in Kosovo. They used it in the Balkans. They are using it today in Iraq. And of course, they've given it to the Israelis to use. And now they've contaminated what used to be the Switzerland of the Near East. That was Lebanon. And of course, this would be dangerous to live in for a long period of time, if it will ever again be safe, because of the contamination with depleted uranium. And this is being largely suppressed by the controlled media here in the United States, although I was surprised that Doug Rocky was saying he's been on several major television programs across America, but the media does not, you know, beat the drumbeat like this, like they do about the danger of global warming or the other issues they want to focus our attention on. By and large, the media ignores the issue of depleted uranium, which is a very real danger, whereas global warming is simply a normal cycle that occurs not only here in the United States, it's occurring on Mars. Did you know that the polar ice caps, both the north and the southern polar ice caps on Mars, are melting today? You think that's really due to excessive CO2 in the atmosphere? Well, anyway, with that as a background, Doug, thanks so much for being with us again.
Yeah, good morning.
Why don't you pick up the story and you just tell it to our listeners?
Well, depleted uranium is a radioactive, heavy metal toxic poison that has been manufactured into military ordnance. The different types of ordnance that we have are kinetic energy penetrators. These are gigantic rods, gigantic darts of solid uranium. One thing that has been put out into the general press, and they try to get across saying that uranium rounds are somehow coated or they're somehow tipped. They're not. The kinetic energy penetrators are solid rods of uranium. For example, the Abrams tank fire is a rod that's over 10 pounds of solid uranium. The Bradley fighting vehicle that we're using extensively all over right now fires a rod where each individual rod is a half a pound of solid uranium. The A-10 Warthog aircraft fires a round where each and every round is over three-quarters of a pound of solid uranium, and it fires at a rate of 4,000 rounds per minute.
Well, you know,
1.5 uranium on target per minute.
I think the term depleted uranium is what confuses people. They think that somehow the radioactivity is depleted. What is in depleted uranium?
Well, the term depleted only refers to the fact that we've removed a very small portion of the fissionable isotopes. For example, if we have 100 pounds of the solid uranium, we would have 99.2 pounds of uranium-238, that's an alpha emitter, and then we would have 0.8 pounds of uranium-234 and 235 combined. Actually, what we have is 0.7 pounds and of 235 and 0.1 pounds of 234. So anyhow, what we have, again, is a very large mixture of uranium-238. During the enrichment process, the U.S. Department of Energy at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Paducah, Kentucky, and Pernald, which is near Cincinnati, Ohio, removes approximately 0.6 pounds of the fissionable isotopes out of every 100 pounds that they put in. And what remains is what they call depleted uranium. It's actually the chemical compound called uranium hexafluoride. That is originally a gas that is then processed and turned back into a solid metal, and then they're used. So what we have is the primary byproduct for every 100 pounds that goes in the enrichment process to make nuclear weapons or make reactor fuel. We have 99.4 pounds comes out as pure waste that must be disposed of.
But it is still uranium-238 with an element of 235 and 234, which are the most active, about a tenth of a pound there.
Yeah, you don't have very much, but then the other thing that you have, because it comes through the United States Department of Energy's reactor vessels, is you have cross-contamination with plutonium, neptunium, and americium. Now, those are very dangerous radioactive isotopes, especially plutonium. It's the most toxic material known to man, both radiologically and chemically. So we have all this gross contamination. So what we have first is kinetic energy penetrators. Now, these go all the way down to the machine gun size. Barrett has a sniper rifle and a machine gun that he literally brags in his promotional literature that the general public is on how well the uranium round works in his rifle. So we have those all the way down. In addition to that, what we have is the bunker busters. For example, the United States sent Israel the GBU-28s. The U.S. military had absolutely confirmed those are uranium bunker busters years ago, and on-site measurements have also totally verified that. Then the other thing that we have is we have the cluster bombs, or the submunitions. And the ones that are specifically depleted uranium are ADAM and PDAM. Those are military acronyms, ADAM and PDAM. These are cluster bombs. And what they are is, think about a softball or a boot ball, where the outer shell is all solid uranium and is filled with high explosives. You know, the machine gun bullets, the ADAM and the PDAM, all these are specifically designed to kill people. But all uranium munitions are specifically designed to kill people. They work extremely effectively against armor and against all other targets.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network, talking about one of the greatest environmental hazards of all time. And where are the environmentalists when we need them?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Major Doug Rocky. We're talking about the use of this depleted uranium in all of our munitions and the disastrous effect of this, because once the shell is fired, it actually burns and it catches fire, and it creates, as a result of that, a uranium oxide, a very, very fine particles that can be inhaled, can get onto your skin, can get into your food. Dr. Rocky has talked about in other programs the devastating effect this has on birth defects in southern Iraq, where, of course, this was used in 1991, and the marked increase in the incidence of cancer cases there related to the chronic exposure to both alpha rays and gamma rays and X-rays. And well, I'll let him tell you all about the science of this, because that's his field. But you pick up the story there, Dr. Rocky.
Yeah, so what we have is a whole host of radioactive munitions that, when they're fired, they're already, on the kinetic energy penetrators, are on fire immediately. They're burning as they fly through the air. On impact, the kinetic energy penetrators, what they do is they break up into what we call spalling. That's the military or technical term for uranium fragments. These fragments can be extremely small, submicron in size. Some are less than smaller than the inner diameter of a red blood cell, extraordinarily small, and then on up to other sizes. So what you have on impact with any target, if a kinetic energy penetrator, doesn't matter whether it's a tank, a car, a house, or water treatment facility, a hospital, and all these have been deliberately targeted, both throughout Gulf War I, Gulf War II, the Balkans, Afghanistan, and absolutely targeted now in Lebanon. Is you have a shower of burning uranium fragments, or uranium fragments that are moving extremely high velocity but not on fire, causing catastrophic secondary fires and explosions. Now, with those secondary fires and explosions, you release all of the household chemicals, industrial chemicals, biological materials, agricultural stuff, and everything that's there that for the target, thus causing great contamination all the way across into air, water, and soil. So those are what happens to kinetic energy penetrators. The bunker busters are what they are, a gigantic bomb with uranium casing, uranium shell, and uranium inside. And so what happens, you have an explosion. If you watch TV, it's absolutely distinctive, especially in Beirut and Beirut's areas in Lebanon today. You'll see a detonation, and what you'll see afterwards is fragments, pieces that are burning and burning and burning and lasting and burning for minutes afterwards. That's total contrast to conventional explosives, where you have it, the fire, the detonation, that's out instantaneously. The easiest way to understand this is, when you go to the 4th of July and you have those fireworks that go off and you have the cracklers that keep burning and burning and falling for minutes after the original detonation, well, that is magnesium and fireworks. In contrast, what we have here is solid uranium that acts the same way, except that it's very toxic. So we have massive explosions and detonations. And then, obviously, the cluster bombs, which are America's perfect dirty bomb. Specifically designed to kill people and prevent people from going back into an area. So that's kind of what we have and how they work. They're extraordinarily effective against wooden buildings, apartment buildings, concrete or brick, extraordinarily effective as used against water treatment facilities and sewage sanitation plants and hospitals, and also your tanks and armored cars.
Well, it looks like, they have intentionally and purposely, with the full support of our government, destroyed large segments of Beirut and the villages in southern Lebanon. What about, the safety of living there now after this area has been contaminated with the depleted uranium?
Well, we have. Let's look at all the contaminants we have. First off, Israel military deliberately destroyed the oil tanks. So we had a massive release of crude oil and processed oil and fuel into the Mediterranean, into the area. So that's catastrophic. It's going to be probably greater contamination than the Exxon Valdez up in Alaska. It's that extent, that amount. So we have that. Then we have the deliberate use of conventional munitions by both sides on targets in Israel and on targets in Lebanon. Now, the conventional munitions have a whole host of very serious side byproducts that contaminate air, water, and soil, very serious, that affect all areas of health and in the environment and totally trash the water, air, and soil, and obviously get into the food supplies. Then we have the uranium munitions. Now, the bunker busters are confirmed. We have the cluster bombs confirmed. And on impact, whatever they're destroying, we have all the contamination. So it's just gross contamination, not only from the uranium munitions, but whatever was there that was blowing up deliberately. Say, for example, when they blew up a water treatment facility, you have tremendous amounts of chlorine gas release or various chlorine liquids, which are used for sanitation, same thing as a sewage sanitation plant. So you have incredible releases of toxic compounds from that. So we just have a thorough mess. The United States Department of Defense and the NATO, the British Ministry of Defense, Australian, Israeli, Canadian, and German all adopted the orders and the regulations that I wrote for the U.S. Army. That's formalized in U.S. Army 700-48, U.S. Army regulation, that was signed by General Shinseki and made mandatory in 2002. Now, we have to remember General Shinseki ordered medical care, environmental remediation, education, and training back in August of 1993 also. So it still hasn't been done.
You're talking about for depleted uranium.
For depleted uranium, right. Correct. Now, the other thing that we have, along with the depleted uranium, the isotopes in there is, you know, standard radioactive isotopes that are used in industry, agriculture, education, medicine, all over the place. Those are around you all the time. So when we also blow all this stuff, we release all of this stuff. So we have a thorough toxic nightmare. In addition to that, which is thoroughly reported, the New York Times reported, it was all over the AP here in the last few days and last week specifically, about the unexploded ordnance. These are bombs and explosives and cluster bombs that were deliberately dispersed and left in the area, i.e. civilian areas, that are extremely unstable, and all you have to do basically is look the wrong way or hold your tongue wrong or, you know, stomp on the ground. These things can blow up on you. And, again, uranium munitions and everything else.
Well, now, you know, the thing is that certainly our government knew that the Israelis were going to use this. In fact, I don't think Israel would have gone to war at all without full support of our government, and because we continued supplying them with these weapons. You know, when their supplies ran out, why... We were flying over more weapons or supplying more weapons to the Israelis. We supply them with the cluster bombs, knowing full well that, you know, this is a weapon you use against mass troops, not in a guerrilla war. How do you get them, you know, attack guerrillas with cluster bombs? We had to know that those are going to be used on civilian areas, and now suddenly the people in Washington, D.C. are saying, oh, my goodness, did the Israelis didn't do that. Why, we're going to find out if they really did that. They had to know how they were going to be used.
Well, absolutely. It was given to them with full knowledge of how they would be used. But also remember, we provide the weapons to both sides.
Sure.
I mean, everybody needs to understand that. We provided the weapons to both sides. One of the things that's most interesting on this thing, we have total control of air, land, and sea. And the concept that anybody was going to smuggle or get anything from Iran in the Lebanon or anything else is just dreaming. I mean, that doesn't even pass common sense. You have thorough, total dominance of air, land, and sea. It's totally impossible for anything to get in there. So what we've done now, again, is allowed all this to occur. It's happened during Gulf War I originally. It then happened in the Balkans in 94 and 95. It happened in the Balkans in 99. It was very interesting. On April 16th of 1999, myself and several others, we were called up to the White House, and we met with presidential staff, Bill Clinton's staff, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, who's now deceased, Senator Warren Rudman, Colonel Mike Nalin, and a whole bunch from the Department of Defense to try and stop the use of uranium munitions in the Balkans and get the Middle East cleaned up from Gulf War I. and we were unable to. They told us at the meeting at the White House that they wouldn't use them in the Balkans as they were using them right then and there, and, you know, continuously using both England and United States and Great Britain. So we have that problem, and it continues to this day. What we have to understand, and what everybody refuses to understand, is we've deliberately contaminated air, water, and soil, resulting in horrible casualties for not only U.S. military and the coalition military that are on our side, but also for so-called enemy troops, if we want to define it as that. That's the ones we're fighting against. But then the children, not only of the U.S. military, but the children that reside in all these regions where it's been used or tested, just like the children are having a devastating health effects in Concord, Massachusetts, where the StarMet manufacturing plant is, or in Albany, New York, where National Lead Site is, or over here around Jefferson Proving Ground in Indiana, which is south east Indianapolis, southeast of Columbus, Indiana.
Now, these areas where they're firing the depleted uranium shells, is that it?
Correct. They're testing and manufacturing and firing it here in the States.
Well, now, what do we know about the children? Are there increased incidents of birth defects there in the children?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Say, we're in Jefferson Proving Ground. I've had direct reports and conversations with the people asking for help, where we have cancer riddling the grade schools. We have the whole thing. I was on the phone last night and found another area that's downwind from a major bombing range, where it's also in that area as cancer is riddling the area. And found out, sadly, last night it's affecting one of my cousins. So it's there all around Concord, Massachusetts. It's been reported continuously, you know, and StarMed is a Superfund site. National Lead Site is a Superfund site, but the medical problems are catastrophic in and around the area. And then we have, obviously, all the U.S. military personnel that have been deployed that have come back sick. And the sad thing about this is that the United States Department of Defense and the leaders, the Surgeon General, issued orders mandating immediate medical care and testing for anybody that's exposed. The Department of Defense orders requires testing for uranium exposure within 24 hours of exposure, not weeks, months, years later, as has been done currently under the directions from the government leaders to hide and deny.
Well, of course, the thing is that you can have these orders in there, but they really don't mean anything if you're in a combat situation, and of course your leaders are calling in artillery strikes or bombing strikes on the enemy, and then you're going to move in. You're going into an area that has been contaminated with a depleted uranium. It's a dust. You inhale it. It gets on your skin, and there's no way really to avoid it, and you're going to have to stay there till the combat, you know, is finished. And then after that, they're not going to bother to check you, because by then there's not much they can do about it, is there?
Well, you know, we have to understand that the United States Army Combat Task Training that every soldier must pass and master before being deployed or going into combat specifically tells them they must wear full respiratory and skin protection when going in any area where uranium munitions have been used or when they're using them.
Yeah, but that means it's totally impractical.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, the whole thing when it comes on down to the impractical portion is the reason why, as the director of the U.S. Army, the former director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project, and as the U.S. Army's expert on depleted uranium, as they state in their official documents, which are now mostly destroyed, I told them they could no longer use uranium munitions at all, any place in the world, because we do not have the ability to truly clean up the contamination once it's been used. I learned that firsthand. I wrote the guidelines. I did the testing and tried to do it. And we also do not really have any effective medical care that we can provide anybody other than to stabilize their body functions once they've been exposed.
That's
what's happened to me personally in my own team.
Are any of those documents reproduced in Joyce Riley's excellent video, which we are offering, DVD, I should say, Beyond Treason?
Absolutely. You have not only the DVD in there where you see us on video, but then also you have is another CD in there, which has copies of all of the documents completely. The other place that you can go and retrieve all of these documents, the orders mandating medical care, the orders and regulations mandating training and environmental remediation, is at the Trap Rock Peace Center website. Again, these are Quakers. God bless the Quakers. And this Trap Rock, Sonny Miller up at Trap Rock Peace Center. And that website is www. www.traprockpeace, traprockpeace.org.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Rocky.
Something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio. And I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in this Sunday at noon to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want your solution? Call 1-866-577-9760.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Major Doug Rocky. Could you explain to our listeners the radiation that comes off and the alpha radiation? Because that's really a very, very destructive form of radiation, isn't it? And it's very, very difficult to actually monitor. Could you get a little into the background of that?
I'd be more than happy to. We know that the radioactive emissions from the uranium round consist of alpha particles primarily given off by the uranium-238. We also have, in addition to that, we have beta particles that are given off also, and we have gamma rays that are given off, and we have X-rays that are given off. One thing that we learned from firsthand experience, that the standard Geiger counters or the techniques used by anybody trying to measure radioactivity will not work with uranium weapons. Very specifically, in order to measure the alpha emissions from a gigantic pile of uranium dust or uranium rod or whatever you have it, or bunker buster remains or cluster bomb remains, you have to use a very specialized instrument. Okay, so you have an alpha scintillation probe, and when you do the measurement, you cannot be any farther away from the contamination, the uranium dust, than one finger's thickness, or you will never ever measure it. Then you have the beta and the gammas. Now, again, the betas and gammas are fairly low energy, which means they don't travel very far through space, just like the alpha particles don't travel through open air at all. I mean, they're just stopped, you know, right away, virtually right away. And what we have there is we have verified, documented, no matter what you do, and it doesn't matter if you've got a piece the size of a house or if you've got a piece the size of a cigarette ash, it's still 300 millirems per hour, beta and gamma combined emissions. That is what we do have. Now, the alpha emissions, when we measure the alpha emissions on site, we're looking at counts per minute of 10,000 and above. Incredible amount of particle emissions that are coming out. Now, once this gets in the body, obviously it has an absolutely devastating effect within the body, both the radioactive emissions over a period of time, but then you also have the chemical toxicity, which is really the second thing that happens. The first thing that happens is the fine particulate irritation of the respiratory system and the skin and all mucous membranes. And as verified in the Army documents, what happened to me, obviously, you know, none of this radiation is good for the eye. Definitely rips up the eye.
Well, now, basically, the alpha particles then will destroy the adjacent cells adjacent to where that is. What does it do to the lungs? What does it do to the bone marrow? What does it do to the body as a whole? This combination of alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays that comes from the dust which is inhaled into the body. So let's start with the lungs. What does it do to the lungs? Does it have any permanent effect on the lungs if you get a sufficient amount?
Okay, well, in order to discuss this, let's go to a United States Department of Defense briefing given by a U.S. Army colonel, the director of the Environmental Operational Test and Evaluation Command, Colonel J. Edgar Wakiyama. He gave this briefing to the Pentagon in 2002, prior to the initiation of Gulf War II. In the specifically briefing to the Pentagon, Colonel Wakiyama very specifically, you know, stated that it's a toxic munition. And, quote, the alpha particle taken inside the body in large doses is hazardous, producing cell damage and cancer. Quote, lung cancer is well documented. Well, we know that. So we have all of that. Within the lung, what happens on inhalation is you have soluble uranium that is traversed through the lung, you know, through the blood, then into the rest of the body and dispersed all over, causing horrible problems. Then the other thing, too, is you have the insoluble fraction that remains in the lungs. And as that chemical toxicity affects the lungs, it tears up the lungs. But then over a period of time, the alpha, beta, and gamma particle and X-ray emissions cause what's called, just damage the tissue, and it causes what's called calcified granulomas. And your lung function just disappears. So that's what we have in the lungs with that stuff. So we're, first off, putting a toxic dust in there. It's far worse than lead paint dust. It's like taking and grinding up some lead paint and then just breathing it in. So we have that. Now, we know also that within the cells, Colonel Wakiyama told the Pentagon leaders, quote, the cultured human stem bone cell line would also transform the cells to become carcinogenic. There's all the leukemias, because you're affecting the red and white blood cell formation and all this stuff, causing all kinds of disastrous effects. The other thing we know that happens has been verified in Arizona in the Four Corners area with all the mining on the Navajos and the residents there, that the RNA and the DNA, this is genetic coding, is absolutely affected. So you have the chains and those things, the links are all broken up. They may or may not come back together, and when they come back, they become strange, and as a consequence, we have all of the verified adverse health effects and all of the devastating birth effects that we have seen on everybody else.
Now, you were commenting last night when we had you on the program, yesterday afternoon, that the VA admits they have, 384,000 veterans from the first Gulf War and from this Gulf War. Is that the correct figure, that now have one or another form of disability?
Let's go to the actual report. The report is from the United States Department of Veteran Affairs. It's a Gulf War Veterans Information System. Your listeners can pull up the report themselves if they didn't, if it's not still locked up, it was locked up the other night, at www.va.gov. Once they get to the VA main page, up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the search block. And what you want to do is type in the letters G-W-V-I-S. And once you did that...
Now, what are those numbers, those letters again?
G-W-V-I-S.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, what does that stand for?
Gulf War Veterans Information System. This is
right.
The actual compensation and pension casualty report for the VA. For Gulf War, combined Gulf War One and Gulf War Two in Afghanistan. And
give me those numbers. VA, what is it? VA.
www.va.gov.
Mm-hmm.
That's va.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get to the VA main webpage, up in the upper right-hand corner, you have the search block,
mm-hmm.
and you type in the letters G-W-V-I-S.
G-W-V-I-S,
yeah,
okay.
G-W-V-I-S.
Okay.
Okay, that will take you to the actual May 30th of 2006 report. In this report, we have different columns. We have the first column is labeled conflict. This is the actual casualty figures for those that actively participated in Gulf War One from April and May of 1990 through the fall of 1991. Okay? And the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for Gulf War One alone is now acknowledging, formally acknowledging, that 265,433 our nation's sons and daughters have now applied for permanent medical care and permanent disability with a pension as a result of their participation in Gulf War One and exposure to all the toxic materials and wounds and injuries. Now, we have to remember, during Gulf War One proper, the reports are a little over...
I will be back here in just a moment, but Agent Ted Rock.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Major Doug Rocky, and he's talking about all the veterans of the first Gulf War who are ill, and over 200,000. What was that exact figure you had?
The the number of claims that have been submitted to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for participation in Gulf War I proper is at 265,433 as of May 30th of 2006.
All right, fine. And then what about from the second Gulf War? In other words, the current war that we have, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the others, how many casualties or people have come back and now are applying for permanent disability?
Well, the cumulative number now, as of May 30th, is at 383,913.
So we're talking about 120,000 then?
At least.
Right.
At the very minimum. It's an incredible, incredible high number. Now, you have to remember, this May 30th report now, that's the numbers from May 30th. That's 3 months ago.
Now, you mentioned that the report is locked up. Did they take it down recently or what?
Well, what we found very interesting on Saturday is that the news had hit the AP and all over the place that the United States Department of Defense leaders were lying about the casualties. Well, that's a given. And so what happened is we attempted with some senior field grade officers to go look at this website on Saturday, and no matter what we did, it was totally locked up. We could not get access to it. Hopefully the access has been opened up again today. I haven't tried because I didn't want to take the chance of grabbing a virus or anything else, because we already had the reports. You know, I got all these reports going back for years, so I can watch the statistical trends that's happening. Now, the death count also is substantially different than what is stated in the newspapers and everything else. Okay?
Well, they tell us about 2,500, but then they separate Iraq from Afghanistan just to confuse us. Do you have any idea what the real figures are?
Well, the real figures, the number of veterans' death, again, as of May 30th of 2006, was 16,167.
No, I'm sorry. Are you speaking of the current war or both wars?
That is, the Gulf War I deaths as of May 30th, 2006, was 12,290. And so we got it over about 4,000 additional now alone in Gulf War II. You know, I have to remember at the end of Gulf War I, the number of deaths that were reported, and you can go to the almanacs, are about 300.
All right, but
we're now at 12,000, and we're at over 4,000 per, well over 4,000 for Gulf War II, not 2,500.
Well, the thing is that, of course, young men ordinarily don't die. If they did, you wouldn't be able to have life insurance.
Yeah,
and so this is a very, very high rate, and it's probably related to all these other diseases they picked up. Do you think that's it, or the DU, and maybe some of the other diseases they acquired?
It's a whole combination of things. And this is what we have reported from the Theater Command Medical Command Staff at 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command during Gulf War I, and what we have done ever since, and what we plan for Gulf War II. You have to remember, we started planning Gulf War II, the invasion, in 1995, and then exercised and practiced it. So, you know, up until the time it was fully implemented, we had considered and planned in the horrible casualties that are now come about. But the acknowledged numbers there we have are also just part of the program. When we look at the May 30th, 2006 report, what they thoroughly acknowledge, it's important to understand, that the number of America's sons and daughters who have been deployed into the Persian Gulf was 1,129,340 as of May 30th. Now, this is in the report under the deployed column, the first row. The second row is the number of estimated living veterans. So of all of these sons and daughters that have gone into been deployed into the Persian Gulf from April and May of 1990 through May 2006, we deployed 1,129,340. But the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, based on all their statistical data and access to all the information, states very specifically that only 943,470 are left alive. That's 180,000 have died since they've returned. That's incredible numbers. That's an absolutely incredible number.
Well, you know, the statistics, you know, they don't put that in as death. You just have to subtract one from the other to figure out, you know, what they're really talking about. Do you think they're intentionally trying to confuse people?
They absolutely are. If you go to any of your VA centers, you can pick up the report from the VA called Operation Iraqi Freedom or Enduring Freedom. You can pick up the copy of the actual report, Gulf War Review. And when you go to that actual printed report that's distributed to all the military or anybody going to the VA, they say there's only about 90,000 or have a problem and a few thousand from Gulf War II. But again, when you actually go to the formal reports that are on their website, if you know how to get to them, which we just taught everybody how to do, it's completely different. It's a deliberate, willful lie. The Department of Defense leaders deliberately lie on the news media, and the news media does not cover this information. And they just kind of say, oh, they're the leaders, they're telling us the truth. Well, you know, what we've all found out is they don't tell us the truth, they don't care. They don't provide mandatory medical care. They don't clean up the environmental contamination. They don't even give the troops the necessary equipment that's on the MTONE prior to being deployed. It just doesn't happen. It does not happen.
Well, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the young men who are the future citizens of this country by sending them off to war to contract diseases that will plague them for the rest of their lives. And certainly, with the two wars, according to the Veterans Administration, then over 380,000 of them from the First and Second War are now asking for a form of permanent disability because their lives have been ruined.
Yeah, and we have Agent Orange from Gulf War from Vietnam. Many of us got deployed there initially in the military and went to the Vietnam era, and we were affected by Agent Orange. I definitely was. And that's been devastating on those of us that served in Vietnam. And it's even more devastating, I mean, currently ongoing total devastation for the Vietnamese, the Cambodians, and the Laotians that still live, and the Thais that live throughout Southeast Asia where Agent Orange was deliberately used, knowing full well that it was going to cause serious adverse health and environmental effects, and for which we have, just like with uranium munitions, absolutely refused to accept responsibility, clean it up.
God bless you. We're out of time. Thanks so much, Doug. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
45.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And if you would like, of course, information on depleted uranium, we have a great 4-tape set on depleted uranium. We're carrying Joyce Riley's DVD called Beyond Treason. Beyond Treason. And it not only has the DVD, and you'll actually see the testimony by Dr. Rocky this morning, really one of the most powerful videos I've ever seen, but there's also a CD in there that has all the documents that the government doesn't want you to know about how we're poisoning not only the civilians in other areas and the civilian and the military of other areas. We're killing our own soldiers. But you have to understand that why would you think anything different? Certainly if you read the book, The Final Days by Woodward Bernstein, there's a quotation there from Henry Kissinger where he says that the military is stupid, dumb animals. Our military are stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. If you want to verify that, we'll send you the copies of the page, or I think that is actually incorporated in, we have the exact quotation and page in our syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story. We send our boys off to die because our leaders, Henry Kissinger, the man who the President Bush picked to head the 9-1-1 Commission, he didn't do it, but he was President Bush's first choice. He believes our military are stupid, dumb animals. Stupid, dumb animals. Stupid, dumb animals. And what do you do with dumb animals? You kill them. And that's what we're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You need to get the information on this, and you need to help us get it out. And I don't know any better means than that DVD by Joyce Riley, and with the extra CD that'll give you all the government documents they don't want you to see. It's called Beyond Treason. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Should you be surprised that these people would have banned DDT that's resulted in the deaths of 100 million people throughout the world since 1973, about 3 million a year have died unnecessarily of malaria after we banned DDT. Why did we ban it? Because it was saving too many lives. Enough people were dying of malaria. It's all about population control. Understand that. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Pull down my population control monograph, my population control agenda monograph, or better still, get my talk on planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. It's available in DVD or video by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's not simply by accident that America today, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. That's either a failed public health policy or a very effective genocidal policy. And of course you have these sexually transmitted viral diseases. Unlike love, these last forever. You don't get over them. And we've got a real problem because we have wicked and evil people in positions of power. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains what energizes and motivates people like Henry Kissinger and the men who support him, why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD or the video. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America, our children, our soldiers are under attack, but not from a foreign enemy. Right here in Washington, D.C. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively recommended.